Today starts the 2018 budget session, and Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck will once again oversee our coverage, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thank you.
The governor will give his annual State of the State message. What is going to be in that message?
Well, he'll say, once again, the things are going great, and this time, unlike maybe last year, he actually means it. The revenue picture is certainly quite a bit better than we were at this point last year. I know the governor is going to talk a lot about some of his economic development initiatives, specifically in Dow, where that's headed. I think he's going to make a pitch for air service funding, also restoring a couple of the budget cuts that were made both last year and the previous year. He's tried to fill more money into the Department of Health and the Department of Corrections. The Appropriations Committee has listened to that request, and in fact, in the Health Department has put more money in. So I think that it's going to be a very positive message today.
At the end of the last session, there was a lot of talk about education cuts and the need for more revenue, also known as taxes. Legislative committees decided against cuts in the school funding model, and outside of some diversions and a tobacco tax, most major revenue-raising measures were defeated. Are we done with those issues?
Not exactly. There's a few little bills out there. There's a wind tax possibility. Obviously, as you mentioned, there's a tobacco tax. There is supposed to be a lodging and tourism measure that's going to be, I think you might see that tourism measure also come back, but there's going to be a statewide lodging tax. I think all of those proposals will fail. I think the tobacco tax has a shot, but again, the legislature hasn't raised that in a number of years, so I wouldn't be surprised if that one went down as well. So I don't think any of these tax measures are going to pass. Why is that? Well, there's a couple of things to think about. Every bill, and so if you get excited about a bill that you think is sketchy, do remember this, that it requires two-thirds vote to get an introduction. So they can't even debate the bill without getting two-thirds vote. That's a very high bar. And the other thing, this is what's called an election year. So my guess is most of these tax measures will go down.
It is actually the budget session. Are there any controversial issues left to discuss there?
Yes, I think they'll have a little debate about too much spending. I think there are a number of very conservative legislators that don't think the Appropriations Committee cut nearly enough during this interim. And I think one of the things that should concern them is we saw here in the last few days word about an oil glut. And so, you know, is that going to affect prices here in the next year? And in fact, they're forecasting that that could be a problem in a couple of years, but maybe it'll hit us sooner. Also, with what's going on with the stock market, will that cause some problems with capital gains? So that might make these guys a little skittish, and women, and see if they make some cuts. So we'll have to see about that. Governor has been asked to get rid of 50 positions. I think that will be a point of contention. And I think this science initiative at the University of Wyoming, they still need a little funding to get their building and their projects done. I've heard that one is on the table for some rigorous debate. So we'll have to wait and see about those things. But yeah, and then let's talk about the one last piece. They're not done trying to cut education, let me assure you. And so I think some of the leadership in the Senate will take a good run at that funding mechanism. They'll try and pull a few more million dollars out of there. That's not something that the Speaker of the House wants to see happen. So I think that could be an issue as the month goes on.
There's been a lot of lead up to this session, a lot of tax measures that were already cut down before we even got to this point. Is there any room left for surprises?
Yeah, there's always a surprise, and there's always a fun bill or two that you look at, and I was trying to determine what that bill might be. You know, there's the blockchain legislation that some people want to get through this time. They see that as an economic development measure. Some people think that could be something maybe the state doesn't want to get its way into. And in the airline business, I think we'll certainly have some discussion, but there's always some bill out there that comes out of nowhere that leads to a little more debate than we expect. And so not sure what that's going to be. But yeah, I think there'll be some fun later on.
Bob Beck, our news director, thanks for keeping us up to date with all the goings on at the legislature.
Thank you for letting me do that.